Once upon a time, there were three bricklayers. They were all working on different sections of the same wall. One day, the architect visited the building site. He asked the first man, "What are you doing?" The first bricklayer, looking slightly annoyed at the interruption, gestured with his trowel, "I'm laying bricks." The architect moved on to the second man. "What are you doing?" The man stood up and pointed over to the other side. "We're building up this side so the floor will be level." Finally, the architect got to the third man. He could hear him singing while he worked. "What are you doing?" The third man smiled and looked around him. "I'm building a cathedral." "What are you doing?" "I'm building a cathedral." Sometimes our work can seem small, but it makes all the difference to know that we're part of something bigger. Last week, Haggai gave us a wake-up call, a challenge. He wanted to shake us up, but this week he's back with a word of comfort, of encouragement. He wants to lift our eyes and show us that we're part of something bigger. Sometimes our lives might seem insignificant. If you're discouraged, maybe even right now, or if sometimes your service of God feels like nothing, then Haggai has a word for you. And what a word. It starts big and then just goes up from there. Let's get into it. Our Father, we've heard your word. And now as we think about it, please change our hearts as we follow you. Amen. First, let's recap. Haggai chapter 1 from last week is a wake-up call. The people had come back from exile, but they'd got sidetracked from rebuilding the temple. And the project had been abandoned for years. So God sent Haggai with a wake-up call. Stop living for yourselves, live for God. And the people answered the call. They came together and they began to build. And last week, we heard that same challenge. To stop seeking fulfillment in ourselves and to live our lives to honor God. So Haggai challenged the people and they got back to work. And now he's back with another message. This time it's an encouragement. See verse 1. On the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Notice that phrase, the word of the Lord. That phrase is key to understanding the structure of the book of Haggai. We didn't have time to talk about it last week, so let's think about it now. The word of the Lord, if you look for it, comes to Haggai four times in the book. It splits the book neatly into four chunks. So, in chapter 1, verse 1, that's the first word, the wake-up call. That was last week's talk. In chapter 2, verse 1, is the second word, a comfort. That's this week's talk. In chapter 2, verse 10, comes the third word, which is a blessing. And then in chapter 2, verse 20, is the fourth word, a promise. The fourth word is very short. It's more of an epilogue. So we'll do the third and fourth words together next week. Notice also that the dates are really specific. If you read carefully, you'll see that. Look back at the very first verse of the book again, chapter 1, verse 1. All the times are referenced to King Darius. King Darius is the Persian emperor who lived far away, but he ruled the whole of the Middle East. The whole book happens in the second year of King Darius. The first word is on the first day of the 6th month. The second word is on the 21st day of the 7th month. So that's like 7 weeks later-ish. The third word is on the 24th day of the 9th month, 2 more months on. And then the fourth word is on that same day, which you can see in verse 20, chapter 2. The word of the Lord came a second time on the 24th day of the month. The third and fourth words are on the same day, which is another reason why we'll do them together next week. One more word about the dates. If you look right at the end of chapter 1, the last verse, after Haggai delivers his challenge, they begin the work about 3 weeks later, on the 24th day of the 6th month. Maybe that's just how long it took them to get organized to start the project, but that's when they actually start working. And so that's how the book of Haggai fits together. There's about There's four words over about 4 months. And that's it. So let's jump back into the second word. The people had been working for about 1 month by this time, and God sent Haggai now with another word. Verse 2. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem like nothing? It seems that the people had become discouraged, and there were plenty of reasons for discouragement. They used to be a wealthy, independent nation. Now they're just a minor province of a global empire. They've got governors and imperial officials breathing down their necks. They're dependent for resources on an emperor who lives far away. But worst of all, this new temple isn't a patch on the old one. Who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem like nothing? A few of the oldies would remember Solomon's temple. It was bigger than this one and dripping in gold and silver. They had discouragement everywhere, opposition around them, not sure if they could afford it, and after all that, this new temple just seemed so small. They'd heard the wake-up call. They'd come back. They wanted to honor God, but how could this be worthy of Him? But God has a message for them, a comfort, an encouragement. He wants to make them like the third bricklayer, to lift up their eyes, give them perspective, show them exactly what they are part of. So he sends Haggai again with two encouragements, two words of comfort. They had plenty of reasons for discouragement, but God sends them two reasons to lift up their hearts. Here's the first encouragement, verse 3. Who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. Be strong. Keep at it, for I am with you. Last week, Haggai's message was a wake-up call, a slap in the face. But this week, it's a message of encouragement, a word of comfort. Be strong. Keep at it. I am with you. Isn't that a wonderful thing for God to say? God's people have answered his call. They want to live for him, but their best efforts just seem so pathetic. How could this honor God? Well, what does God say? Yeah, you're right, guys. This is pathetic. Time to up your game. No. No. God says, this might seem like nothing to you, but don't fear. Be strong. Keep at it. I am with you. This is the first encouragement. Be strong. I am with you. Their work seemed small to them. How could this be enough for God? But they'd come back to him. That's what counts. They didn't have much, and they couldn't do much, but they put God first, and that's enough for him. Do not fear, I am with you. I am with you. And did you see why God is with them? Is it because they came back to him? I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. And my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. I am with you because that is what I promised way back when I brought you out of Egypt. I have a covenant with you. I am with you because that is what I signed up for. Your work might seem small, but don't be discouraged. Keep at it. This faithful service is what I was looking for. I'm not going to ditch you. You've come back to me, but I was always here for you because that is what I promised. This is the God we follow. This is why we follow him. Be strong. I am with you. And this is just as much of an encouragement for us. We serve the same God, the same God who keeps his promises. Jesus has promised that he'll be with us to the end of the age. We know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. He has given us his Holy Spirit. He's a God who sticks with his people. In Haggai's day, as soon as the people came back, God was there waiting for them. God calls us to live for him, to honor him with our lives. That's the wake-up call of chapter 1. But he's also waiting with open arms. I am with you, he says. I am with you because that is what I promised. I'm not going anywhere. I am with you. What about your service of God? How does it look to you? Does it sometimes seem like nothing? Maybe you heard the wake-up call last week, but everything you do just seems so small. Or maybe you look at what others can do and you think, I can't compare with that. God says, be strong. I am with you. I made you a promise and my spirit is with you. Do not fear. Don't those words make you feel like the third bricklayer? The things you do might seem small, but God is with us. You're laying bricks, but not just that, you're building a cathedral. God's people have come back to him, and he accepts their service. No matter how small it seems, he accepts it because they are his people. And that is the promise he made with them. Be strong. Keep at it. I am with you. This is Haggai's first encouragement. Be strong. Why? Because God is with you. Don't be discouraged. Your work seems insignificant, but keep at it. Why? Because God is with you. We are part of his story. Be strong. God is with you. But there's more. God is not finished. He's just getting warmed up. There's a second encouragement, a second reason to persevere. What could be better than the covenant, you ask? God has promised to be with them. What could be better than that? What indeed? Let's read on. This is verse 6. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. Something epic, something world-shaking is coming. Don't you worry about building something glorious, says God. That's not your job. Just build faithfully. All the silver and gold is mine, and I myself will ensure the glory of this house. And notice something else. God is with them, but not just any God. You can't miss who is speaking, because Haggai puts it in every single verse. Did you see that? Declares the Lord Almighty, it says over and over. This is Lord Almighty. That Lord in your Bible's in caps. That's the name of God, Yahweh. This is a promise of Yahweh Almighty. That name, Yahweh Almighty, that's a title. Our first song was about this title. In older Bibles, it's translated Yahweh of hosts. It pictures God at the head of a massive angel army. It emphasizes his power as a mighty ruler. Who's making this promise? Yahweh Almighty, King of the cosmos. God is with them. And which God? No lesser person than Yahweh Almighty. This is what Yahweh Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says Yahweh Almighty. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares Yahweh Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says Yahweh Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares Yahweh Almighty. God is bringing something earth-shattering, something glorious, something that will bring peace. The work they are doing is nothing small, because God's great salvation story is not finished. The story that began in the Exodus, the story that continues with their temple building, that story continues into the future, bigger, not smaller. God promises to shake the world, fill his house with glory, and bring peace. Be strong. Keep at it. You are part of God's great salvation story. This is the second encouragement. The work they're doing might seem small, but it isn't going to stay that way. God is coming. Yahweh Almighty himself, and he will fill this house with glory. Don't look back to the old temple, no. The glory of this house will be greater than the previous house. God will see to it. I will fill this house with glory, declares Yahweh Almighty. So be strong and keep at it. It seems small now, but you are part of something bigger. Be strong, keep at it. God will bring the glory. This is Haggai's double encouragement. Be strong, God is with you. Be strong, God will bring the glory. It's a double dose of perspective, a promise from the past and a promise for the future. And that's where Haggai's second word ends. A word of comfort with a mighty promise. But we don't have to stop there. What became of that temple they were building? What became of God's great promise? God really was bringing something earth-shattering, and we have seen it. Let me take you to the start of the Gospel of John. See what it says written there. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Yahweh Almighty manifests his glory according to his promise, not in a mighty army, but in the person of Jesus, God the Son. God himself, in the person of Jesus, dwelt among us, the glory of the one and only Son. And that same temple, the temple that Haggai's people built, Jesus taught in that temple and filled it with his glory. The earth-shattering promises of God are fulfilled in the glory of the one and only Son, Jesus Christ himself. When Jesus died for sin, it shook the earth. When he rose to life, it shook the universe. He defeated sin and death for us, and in him we have peace with God. Read it again. This is what Yahweh Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says Yahweh Almighty. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares Yahweh Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says Yahweh Almighty. And in this place, I will grant peace, declares Yahweh Almighty. In Jesus, we see the earth-shaking glory and peace promised by Haggai. And that promise really has shaken the whole world. There are now churches that follow Jesus in every nation. In Haggai's day, the prophet reminded the people that God was with them. Haggai encouraged them with God's promise, "Be strong, keep at it, I'm with you." But now, in Jesus, God comes through on that promise in a big way. God is with us. Jesus has promised to be with us to the end of the age. He's given us his Spirit in our hearts. In fact, the glory and the peace that God promised to them, he has given to us. The comfort that was true for them, even more so for us. Be strong. Keep following Jesus, because God is with you. Haggai's first word is a wake-up call. It's a slap in the face. Get your priorities straight. Live for God. But the second word is a word of comfort and encouragement. It's the other side of that coin. Sometimes we need a slap in the face. But sometimes we need a helping hand. And this second word is a great encouragement. Perhaps you've been living for God for decades, but you never seem to get too far. Or maybe you were inspired by the wake-up call last Sunday, but the realities of the week in between just swamped your enthusiasm. Or maybe it's all you can do just to get from one day to the next. you don't feel like you can do anything. Sometimes, do you look at your efforts to serve God and think, this seems like nothing? Then be encouraged. It is not nothing. God is with you. You are part of something much bigger. Whatever the little you can do for God is, be strong and keep at it, because God is with you. You're part of His great story. Remember the three bricklayers. They were all doing the same job, laying bricks. But the third one knew he was part of something bigger. His own part may have been small, but he knew he was building a cathedral. That's what gave him purpose. And how much more is that for us? Be encouraged. God is building up His church, and He has made you a part of that. So whatever you do for Him, small though it may be, it is not nothing. God is making you part of something bigger than yourself. So be strong. Keep at it. God is with you. Our great Father, we thank you for Haggai and his message of encouragement. We thank you for the way that we see that great promise given by him fulfilled in our great Lord Jesus. The way that his death and resurrection shattered the universe. The way that his glory, your glory, was seen in him. And the way that he brought us peace with you. Lord, as we follow you now, today, this week, this year, keep us strong. Let us always know that you are with us. Amen.